Joe received orders while back at Hickam Air Force Base in Hawaii. As common, soldiers boarded ships without knowing their destination. This time, Joe found himself on Guam. The U.S. Marines were on Guam fighting the Japanese. Joe and his partner, who he called the Swede, had a job to do, with no forces available to protect them.
Anyway, we got to Guam, so and what we had to do is get ready for the bombers. We had to get the airstrip, communications. Not only that, they said, what we got planned is to build a headquarters here on Guam for the general. He said, we have orders for you. And I said, what are they? There's a Japanese fuel dump on that coast, south coast, that general wants. He wants to use it. He said, we build a road through the jungle for you. The Marines did that. But your job is to put communications in for him, to his headquarters that's going to be built. We had to climb trees. We climbed the trees as high as we can get the cable so the Japs wouldn't cut it. And then we had to be careful because they had Jap snipers, so we had to be careful about them. They went up in the trees and they could look over that pile of trees we had, you know, in our camp.
Days turned into weeks, weeks turned into months in the jungle. It was hard for Joe to recall how long he and the Swede had been working on building the communications lines in Guam.
The captain says, we're going to have to ship you home. You've got enough points that we have to ship you home, but you're coming back in a month and a half, right here, to finish that job. I said, I ain't worried about that. I want to go home. So anyway, we got on this, it was a C-54. It was a four-engine plane. And we got within, I don't know how many miles from Kwajalein Island. And the plane caught fire. And the pilot says, don't worry. He said, we might be able to make Kwajalein Island. And where I was sitting, I was looking out, and I could see flame going all the way back. I said, wow. I said, this thing can blow up any time, you know, because it's carry a lot of gasoline in those wings. But you know, we made it. We landed on Kwajalein, and so I went to this pilot that brought that C-54 in, and I said, well, Captain, I says, when can you get this plane fixed so we can go home? Oh, he says, they told me they'd have an engine and overhaul here, but it'd take about 6 months to do it. I said, this is not going to work.
Joe and the Swede finally hitched a ride back to Hawaii with a plane traveling through Kwajalein Island. They had to risk flying with no available parachutes in the plane. They still didn't know how they would get back to the States for their 45-day leave. Joe had impressed a general early on in Hawaii who said to ask if he ever needed anything in the future. Even though it seemed a long shot, Joe went to the general's office and asked the captain to pass on his request for help to the general. The captain returned with good news.
He remembered you, and he remembered what he said. If you needed any help, he would help you. He ordered me to do this. He said, you get them boys on a plane back to the States. He said, I got a bunch of wounded guys going back, but I'll have to find room for you. I said, no, we don't want to do that. We'll take whatever's left, but we don't want to take their place. And he said, I'll send them a jeep out there and pick both of you guys up, and they'll take you down to Pearl Harbor and put you on that ship in the morning. He said, is that good? I said, that's good enough for us.